The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in-store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. What's this dodgy lawyer up to, Adam?
Yeah, this is one of the strangest fraud cases. A lawyer struck off for fraud, and he may yet face criminal charges that are still being considered, but all because he believed he was being guided by God. A guy called Hugh Lansell, he was basically informed in a letter that he'd won a lottery jackpot, but he'd have to pay a small sum up front to free the jackpot, which at which point you're thinking, well, duh, you're obviously being defrauded. And he was. But in order to pay for the fraudulent amount, he believed that he was actually going to get about 2 million quid in a jackpot. He kept paying out and paid out again, and then another sum and another sum. And all the time, he decided he would start selling off his client's assets to fund his own lottery win, intending to pay it back, all the time believing it was by God's guidance, as he himself was defrauded by the fake lottery organisers. So he was going round and round in a circle. It sounds like the guy's a bit of an idiot, but we're talking about an experienced lawyer here. Well, maybe my first statement was still true.
That's right. So that's a contradiction in terms, isn't it? I think, yes. What do they learn? What do they learn in a law degree? Prince Charles.
Yeah, he sparked a little bit of anger, not for tree talking or climate changing or architecture bashing, but because he's become a patron of the Faculty of Homeopathy, the FOH, as they're known, Faculty of Homeopathy. They regulate the practice of homeopathy, roughly translated, the use of remedies that encourage the body to heal itself. At which point, all hell has broken loose, and any number of medics and experts are saying homeopathy, according to a government report of 9 years ago, is scientifically implausible remedies that are no better than placebos, and Prince Charles is patron of those. Professor Edzard Ernst, a leading expert on complementary medicine, says the prince is a promoter of quackery, which is a fabulous phrase that we should bring back. I think that died out in about the 16th century, but perhaps we should get it back.
And just a quick one before you go on, Boris.
Yeah, well, we are still mid-leadership contest, of course. And one of the more bizarre things that's emerged over the last 24 hours or so is that the favourite to be the next Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is an arts and craftsman. He likes to make model buses. He fashions wooden wine crates or whatever he can get his hands into buses, and then paints them London Route Master red. He also likes to paint the faces of the passengers in the windows. I don't have a vision of a Prime Minister doing that, but he's not Prime Minister yet.
Oh, we love it. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.